Today's journey to wellness in Indian country is made possible by the University of Minnesota Medical School Duluth Campus, educating medical students dedicated to serving rural Minnesota and American Indian and Alaska Native communities. St. Louis County social worker Andrea Larson has been recognized by the Minnesota Indian Child Welfare Advisory Council, the ICWA, with its first ever Social Worker Award. The ICWA Advisory Council created the award as a way to also acknowledge the good work that is happening here in Minnesota. And we have her on the telephone this morning. Good morning, Ms. Larson. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Thank you. Congratulations on the award.
Well, thank you so much for that. It's been very overwhelming is the word I've been using because it is a huge award, and I'm very humbled to receive it.
It's also interesting to note that I have to think of many awards that are given, humanitarian awards and that sort of work for the grand work that's being done. But I often feel like social workers sometimes seem to me to be the sort of unsung heroes that are working down, you know, underneath all of the sort of the larger picture. And that so often social workers are just really slogging through day to day doing their hard work. And it's nice that there's an award such as this. Can you tell me a little bit about the kind of work that you do?
Well, it certainly is wonderful to have an award specifically for social workers and get that recognition. You know, I think a lot of us that are social workers do the work without even thinking about those kinds of things. So we're just happy to do it and have the privilege to work with children and families overall. What I do specifically is I work with Native American families in collaboration with tribal partners to help provide services or supports that might be needed to help families kind of get them back on track or stay together and maybe fix maybe isn't the right word, but get some assistance with maybe some issues that are going on in the home and try and keep the family together as much as possible and keep children and families in the home.
Now, are you working for the... Because the advisory council advises the Minnesota Department of Human Services, I understand, and sort of there's a partnership there to work with that agency and other agencies throughout Minnesota. Are you working for the Minnesota Department of Human Services, or are you working for the ICWA itself?
I work actually for St. Louis County Children and Family Services here in Duluth, and that is overseen by the Department of Human Services. They do the policies and regulations that we need to follow, and those, of course, are changing all the time. One of the purposes, the way I understand, of the advisory council is to help the Department of Human Services understand exactly what the expectations, I guess you could say sometimes, about the Indian Child Welfare Act are, and help devise policies that will support that in the realm of the county.
Hmm. Now, are the needs, do you think, different from region to region throughout Minnesota? In other words, are the needs in St. Louis County different than in the middle of the state or perhaps over to the northwest?
Well, you know, somewhat, perhaps. We are fortunate here in St. Louis County to have a close connection with a lot of tribes. We have a lot of folks in close proximity that maybe live in Duluth that maybe don't live on reservations proper, but live in the surrounding communities. And we have a lot of the tribes have what they call urban offices, mm-hmm. Duluth being one of them, where they'll have representatives, social workers, and a myriad of services available to help folks in the tribes. So I guess I look at it as we are fortunate to have a lot of people willing to help any Native American families that are in this area, regardless of what tribe they might belong to.
Hmm. What do you think are the greatest needs, the greatest challenges that you're facing right now in the work that you and your colleagues do?
Well, you know, certainly a lot of things that we see are kind of generational issues that have been going on for a long time, and that has to do with just simply how history for Native Americans has been in the United States here and in Minnesota, and working on trying to help keep families together, because there were Native American children that were taken from their homes and adopted out, and a real kind of a feeling of a loss of culture and things like that. And mm-hmm. we want to support that instead of continuing that terrible cycle.
Right. And that is, of course, a tragic and long history that was over a century, I understand. And it's really ended more recently than people thought. It was up until the 60s and 70s that the boarding school idea was still being employed. And so I'm sure there's still a lot of repairing to be done.
Absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of families, rightfully so, don't have a lot of trust when it comes to the, quote, government, unquote, coming in to try and assist their families, even though, well, it's good intention, I certainly understand that hesitation. And that's where real good collaboration with tribal partners is so key, mm-hmm. and making sure that the tribal partners really are kind of in the driver's seat when it comes to providing the best services and supports that are that might be necessary for that family, and really having that input, making sure families are making decisions for their own family.
Right. Well, that's wonderful to know. I just working with different cultures, especially, as you say, with that history of that assumption that we must know better than they, and to really come in and ask them what it is that they need, and to help them find their way with what they know they need the most, I'm sure is very helpful. So thank you so much for that. This award is the first of its kind. What do you envision now for the next year of your life? I can't imagine this award necessarily is going to fundamentally change the work that you do, but does it raise any awareness for the kind of work that you do in ways that you think will be very beneficial?
I think the award speaks to the hard work that's been going on, specifically here in St. Louis County. Mm-hmm. I started working in Indian Child Welfare about 2 years ago, and I have a real supportive supervisor who has a wonderful vision of how she sees that the county partners with tribes to really support Native families. And that is seen throughout the team of colleagues that I have, both here in South St. Louis County, but also there's a group of folks doing Indian Child Welfare work in Northern St. Louis County. We're very dedicated to supporting families the way that they should be in regard to the Indian Child Welfare Act. So I think that it keeps that excitement going, and it makes the county itself want to raise the bar even higher. The county, I know, gets a lot of collaboration and guidance also from UMD. There's a lot of good work being done in the social work department, as well as others. But that department is specifically very active in trainings and solutions, data collection, all sorts of things that can help us make changes to do our work more effectively.
We're speaking with Andrea Larson, social worker for St. Louis County Children and Family Services, the Indian Child Welfare Unit, who won an award this year given by the Minnesota Indian Child Welfare Advisory Council. Ms. Larson, again, congratulations on the award, and I thank you so much for the work that you do. And I'm sure that there's always work to be done, but it's nice to know that we could take a moment and thank people like you who do this hard work. So thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Much appreciated. Thanks for the opportunity.
Sure. Take care now.
Thank you.
Andrea Larson, who is a social worker with St. Louis County, who won an award by the Indian Child Welfare Advisory Council this year, the first award of its kind given to social workers working in Minnesota for the betterment of the community. This is Journey to Wellness in Indian Country, and today's Journey to Wellness in Indian Country is made possible by the University of Minnesota Medical School, Duluth Campus, a national leader in improving healthcare access and outcomes in rural Minnesota and American Indian Alaska Native communities.